Hello, everybody. Sorry for our tardiness. A little production stuff in the background, but we are here. We are live. Welcome. Thank you all for being here. Thank you and welcome to Know Your Role. I am Miss Chrissy Love, and I'm joined by my guest tag partner, Miss Amanda Savage. Welcome. Thank you for coming and being here. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How about you?
I am here. I'm well. Can't complain. You know, another episode. I felt like it took forever, but you know, we got through it. We got through this episode. How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, it was a lot. There was a lot of matches made for manias. I felt like that was what I spent a lot of my time doing. I write during the live show, so I'm actually like figuring out what's going on. So I felt like it was a really match heavy news sort of episode. So I don't know how exciting that was to just watch for fun though.
I was writing down all the notes and everything, trying to get everything ready. So it was a lot to like catch up. And then I feel like once I went to like the bathroom, something else happened. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? but overall, solid show. It was a lot of, I guess they had to jam pack the things. How many days are we now? They didn't do a countdown this time.
That's right. It's under 30, but I don't know.
Under 30, right. Exactly. They didn't do if you guys know in the chat how many days, let us know. But they didn't really go into the whole gist of how many days. They've been telling us all on Monday. So I guess they feel like, you know, we told you Monday, you should know by now. It's Friday, whatever. But if you didn't know today, if you weren't online, you saw that The Rock had left a very long, as he's been doing. These response to Cody and the Cody Crybabies and to Seth. And he left another one that was about 8 minutes long, which I thought was another great promo. I was like, God, he must be having so much fun doing this.
Yes. You can tell he really has a joy for it too. And to be able to swerve a little bit in Memphis and still get that love from the crowd, I think was probably quite nice for him.
He said he's home, he's here. Well, of course, the show opened up with him being there, and it had his old Hollywood rock music, which I'm excited for. Oh, 23 days. Thank you, MD.
Thanks.
MDB, thank you so much, guys. Thank you, George. Welcome all you guys in the chat. I will get to you guys all in a moment. Thank you. It opened up and it had the old music back. And I was like, okay, this is what we're going. We're going back to the old thing. This is it. This is great. So I was like, all right, looking at the clock, I was like, okay, how long is this going to take? After, you know, him and his cousin, they take a very long time with their promos. So I was like, okay, I'm sure we'll be here a good about 15, 20 minutes. And I was not wrong.
Nope. It's 24.
Oh, I know, see? Because
I get anxious. That. If I'm not done with an article every 15 minutes or so, it starts to make me feel uncomfortable. So these long, like Roman rock segments sometimes are quite painful for me personally because I can't. It's going to be one story. It's probably not going to be more than one. So,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's just one-sided and you just have to be patient and wait and let's see how the rest of the show is going to go. Is it going to set the tone? And he said he was here. This is home. This is where he first started. He said his name was Flex Karina. What is this? Kavina?
It's like Kavana.
Kavana. Thank you. Thank you.
I Googled it. That's what he's like.
I was like, okay. He was like, he don't know what he was thinking with that name. And he was going to do a song. And he had some guys help him out with a song. And boy, did he not hold back on that song. I didn't write everything down in the song. But if you heard it, it was there. Go back and do yourself a favor and go watch it. But of course, he did not hold back, just like he didn't hold back in his promo that he released online earlier today. So far, it's hot. The water is starting to boil now, I feel like, with this tag match that's going to be main eventing night one. How are you feeling about it, Amanda?
I am so that it was wild. It was 24 minutes. It was a wild ride. There was a lot. The song had multiple parts. There was a part for Cody. There was a part for Seth. There was a part for the Cody Crybaby.
I lost track. I was like, I'm just going to just sit here and listen. I'm not even going to play myself and just write everything down because it doesn't make sense. So, yeah.
And then he segued into a quite serious promo where he's kind of mostly talking to Cody's mom.
Yeah, like, what's your beef with his, like, you want to go with his mom or something? Like, gosh.
I'm a known, I mean, look at the background. I'm a known Roads to the Top stan. There is nothing that I love more than the dynamic between Cody and his mom and his sister. Like, that
correct
made that show. Like, I enjoyed that so much. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for The Rock to go after that sweet Michelle doesn't sit right with me.
Yes,
I get it's like for the heat. I get he's already going after his dog, he's going after his mom. I mean, I imagine we're on the road. I don't know. I hope I would love to see Brandy pop up.
I mean, you would hope so.
I don't know. I feel like they gotta have some kind of like weird thing at your house. I always like it when there's a home invasion style angle.
Same.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think pop it would up be at great. Brandy's
yoga studio. Kind of aggressive.
Oh thing. Wow.
Cross promotion. I think
the next thing that will piss them off is going after their daughters because they both have daughters. So that's now true. You've got, I think this will now like turn Cody and Seth into like pure maniacs, like the psychological thing that's going to go in their head. The next thing is you done talked about my mom. Now I'm going to go about after your two daughters.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
And they're both young little girls. So it's like, Now you've done wrong. He already said Becky is popular than Seth. So I was like, you're already jabbing at you already took jabs at the wives.
Yeah.
You already did this. So it's like, now I think the next level of like craziness is maybe they don't want to bring the children in it, but you know, hey, that's what I would do to get real good heat.
Exactly.
And like you said, maybe a home invasion or do something. Oh, show up at the kids' school. Something different.
Yoga
I don't
studio.
Know. Yeah. Or daycare, like, you know?
She can have all of her stuff, and then everyone's like, oh my God, I need to go do yoga at Brandy's yoga studio.
Oh, yeah, maybe she's like,
at Triple H, but I'm not going to do it.
Right.
You can do it for me, besties.
Oh, yeah. Gregory says the Nightmare Factory. That would be good. That would,
there you go.
That's actually good, Jeffrey.
Thank God Jeffrey's here.
Jeffrey, excuse me. I'm so sorry. But yes, Jeffrey, that would be so good for them to show up there. That's even better than going to like the yoga studio. Show up at the Nightmare Factory and give everyone a run for their money there. And like, oh, we came to train. Let's see what you guys are all about. And let's like, or come and like tear the, like just ransack the place and just like write all over the place. I don't know. That'd be so like.
I like that.
I like that. Someone give.
Someone. At Triple H, but we're not going to do it.
Exactly. Give Gregory some money for giving y'all that idea or whatever, you know. So then we had our first match after the 24 minutes. We did a commercial break. We come back, and yeah, we had our qualifier match. It was LWO against Berto and Angel. What's the group? Are they still that group now? Or they changed the name? Adele Fantasma?
Like, oh, Adele Fantasma.
Yes.
Yeah. I always flip the, yeah, but it, yep. Yeah. Oh, and
Oh, and yep. Thank you. Okay. So we're going with that name. Great. Wonderful. Okay. What can we say about the match? Adele Fantasma and then like, they won. It's kind of giving what each match was with the qualifiers. You kind of know which person is going to win and then qualify. So now they have to face each other. Mm-hmm. So how long is this going to take us to get to Mania? Like, I guess we're going to do this like Monday to Friday, one more Monday. Cause we got to add four groups to it.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know if the Raw teams, because they have those four qualifiers announced for Raw. So someone tell me. I'm sorry, this distracted me. That probably means they look bad, to be honest.
I think they look great.
That distracted me greatly. Okay.
It's giving me very like Mistress of the Dark vibes. Okay, I'm loving
it. To be honest, I think I just have terrible lighting in the office.
It looks great. I should try.
The ones on Raw, I think there are four that seem like qualifying matches that sort of the graphic alludes that they go directly into that six-pack match. So then I don't understand why the two, seemingly the additional, what is that then? How many spots would there be?
Right. So right now we.
Wait, so maybe they're not. Maybe they have brackets as well. And they just haven't clarified that, because those ones are already too many. Those can't feed right into the match.
Correct.
Otherwise, it's all goofy. So it's just, I don't. I guess they're dragging it out. I guess they're giving lots of people a chance to have cool matches, though. So that's always good. I like to see Pretty Deadly. I was glad they got to have a match on SmackDown. I've missed them.
I was really excited to see them also as well. We're jumping all over the place, which is perfectly fine. But yeah, for the brackets, they had so you had the first qualifier match. We had one later in the evening of the show. And then the two, whoever win those matches will now face each other. And whoever wins one of those matches qualifies for it, because we have four slots. So right now for next week's show, we're going to have Del Fantasma, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they're going to go against the New Czech Republic. So that's for next week. So they did say on Raw, no, they did say next week on SmackDown, the next two people will go against each other. It's the Street Profits is going against Authors of Pain. And then you have, who was it? Oh, you have Austin Theory and Grayson Waller against the OC. Thank you, George. Oh. Appreciate you. So yeah, so there whoever wins from those two. So I'm guessing it's gonna be like the Street Profits and probably like Austin and Grayson, because they want Grayson and they're just annoying. And I think the Street Profits are definitely gonna be in the match, because you have to have Montez do some crazy flips. And you need so you're definitely gonna there. I think they're gonna already be in the match or whatever. So that's how they're going. They didn't say for the Raw teams, though. They didn't speak about any of the Raw teams. They only spoke about the SmackDown team. So I guess we'll find out more about them on Monday. But we're not worried about them. It's Friday night, so we don't really care. But overall, decent match. You know, it filled up some time right after the long promo, so it did what needed to be done. I was hoping the girls got involved, but that didn't happen. Yeah. So whatever. Give the girls some shine, but you know they're you know how they're doing the girls on this pay-per-view. So, I mean, on this WrestleMania pay-per-view. So you know we're not going to go into that because we could be here all night. then we go from a commercial break. We have a promo with LA Knight. He's talking to Kayla, and he kindly dismisses Kayla out of the way.
Yes.
I thought it was really rude. I was like, "What's happening?" Like he was like, "Nah, I can do. I got this." And she was like, "Okay." A lot of people are very rude to Kayla tonight, I feel like.
Yes. Kayla is great. That? I love Kayla. I like it when she popped up and scared Paul Heyman. That was the fun part of the night for me. Poor Kayla. She gets thrown into it.
She does. And she does it very well, I feel like. But they were very, besides scaring Paul Heyman tonight, she was yelled at. I mean, she was treated very rudely tonight, I feel like. But everyone loves Kayla, so I think she's fine with it all.
Yeah.
But he issues a challenge to AJ Styles. AJ comes from behind with a chair, sits the chair on his neck, and says, "I accept." So now we have another match that is solidified for Mania. We don't know what night, but it's going to be AJ versus LA Knight. Your feelings, thoughts, concerns?
I get what they're doing. I get they're trying to build like the best, you know, all the fan favorites on the card, things that'll be really exciting.
But when somebody's going to get buried, and I feel like they're both being buried, if that makes sense. They had their chance with LA and they didn't pull the trigger on it. And now that, you know, he wins, okay, then what happens next? You're not giving him a title. Like I figured he would be like in the US title scene run or whatever with Logan, but that didn't happen. So I mean, they'll have a match. Hopefully everyone is there to cheer it on, and you know, but they're going to have a match, and that's really what's going to happen. Like, I feel bad because no one really cares about it at this point.
It reminds me of on Raw how like I don't care what they do for Bobby Lashley as long as he gets on the card, but like there's not a very inspired choice. So it's like, okay, yeah, yeah, Karrion Kross, let's go. This feud will continue, but it's mostly just because I want to see him get a moment there. But I don't know that it's particularly in the same way. I don't know that I really care a ton about AJ Styles versus LA Knight. But there's a couple weeks to go. We've seen AJ Styles. I always think about Samoa Joe and AJ Styles as one of my favorite feuds. Yeah. And they were quite nasty to one another. So
they were. They really were.
There's some time. There's another home invasion.
I'm about to say that dealt with a home invasion. It's
all over the place.
Yes. Yeah. That Let's definitely go. Had a home invasion.
Pete rolling on the way to WrestleMania. We just need some yoga studio invasions, Nightmare Factory invasions, home invasions, whatever you got. To bring up the level of drama. Yeah, I don't know. His attack was a little cowardly, and that's interesting to me. Yes, exactly, Jeffrey. Quite literally all the time. I've never forgotten it. I think they're going to have a match, and I bet it will be good.
But will people even care, though?
Or will we remember in a while? I mean, if will we remember like a month after? I don't know.
And that's what I'm afraid of. That's the whole thing. I know they're going to come out and show out, but will we think about it and say, hey, you guys remember that LA Knight and AJ Styles match at WrestleMania 40? Not really. Yeah. I feel like it'll get like buried in the card somewhere. Like, no, I mean, it's a good opportunity for them to on either night. Mm-hmm. But again, it's like you said, it's like another one, Bobby Lashley. Like, no, we've lost you. You had time to do this, and you just didn't pull the triggers on them. So no one really wants to like. Hopefully, they don't put them on like the Friday before SmackDown, like on the Friday night WrestleMania thing or whatever. You know how they do that BS or whatever.
So I feel like the pre-show is also sometimes it's not like offensive, but it does feel like. I don't know. I feel like from Total Divas, I recall some such that you get like DVD money as long as you get anywhere on the card. And that's like, but don't quote me. I don't know how the business works. I don't know how anyone's contract works. But I just feel like there's something that was beneficial to being able to actually get on the WrestleMania card. And so I think that's, I don't know.
Yeah. I see what I hear where you're going, girl. Like, it's just.
It's really cool. It's right. You know, and then it's perhaps a little bit more intriguing than some of the time where you have like a big old battle royal. Like,
oh, please don't do that. No. They're going to do the Andre one on probably like the Friday night SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Like, leave it on that one. Don't put it on nothing else. Don't put it on the main show. We don't want to see that. Not at all. But they're probably going to have that with all the leftover gentlemen. And I mean, I guess everyone is just excited to be there and be on the card. So it doesn't matter where they get. You got to get in where you fit in, basically.
Yeah. And I think it's super exciting. I mean, I feel like it's the coolest possible thing. So anywhere, any kind of moment, even if it's for 5 seconds, I think would still be an amazing time.
Yeah.
So I always think about everything as someone's job. And this is just like one of those seasons where they're buying gear. They're making sure their families are playing tickets.
Yes.
And all of that. And so you really want to make sure that as many people get featured as possible, I guess. So that's pretty cool.
Yes. That's definitely what it is. It's a moment for them to show out and show their families and have their families all come together and see their moments or whatever. See them just even wrestle if they can never like come out and just see them. So I do agree on that. But after that, we come back and we have Logan goes to Nick Aldis's office. Like, you know, Logan just thinks that he could just do whatever. He was like, what are we gonna do about Randy? He was like, what about it? What do you mean? He's like, he needs to apologize to me. He's like, what? Like, what are the plans for him? Like, he needs to be in trouble. And he was like, I'll get back to you on that. typical, you know, Logan just thinks that he's like runs everything, you know, whatever, just because he's given sponsorship now. Hopefully they don't put that prime in the middle of the ring or whatever. Cause I would hate to see that. Like you gave us money, but like, we don't need to see all your, like that stuff. Like, it's fine because I don't want to see. I don't know about anybody else, but it is what it is. So then we have like Logan being Logan as per usual.
He's kind of a funny actor. Like, I feel that he's, like, I do think he's probably playing a super genuine version of himself. Like, mm-hmm. it's just that thing of, like, being himself but turned way up. Because I don't think he probably functions around, I mean, perhaps he does, but he doesn't seem like he perhaps functions around in the world as aggressive as he was with Nick Aldis. But he was pretty, like, I'm a celebrity. What are you going to do for me?
Right.
He was How like, well, dare you? Like, no, right. figure it out. And it was very, yeah, it came very naturally, I guess, yes. is what I'm saying. So,
like, this is him on a regular day. Like, oh, well, you don't have my opponent. Like, do your job. You don't even have my opponent. Like, whatever. Like, yeah. get that together. Mm-hmm. And he walks out. Like,
get it done.
What it was done.
A boss sort of, you need to get it done. I'm not going to talk about it. You're going to do it. Bye.
You're just going to do it. And goodbye. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So then we have a match with Grayson Waller and Randy Orton. But at the, right before Kayla is, you know, right before that, during that commercial break, we have Kayla interrupts Paul Heyman and scares the bejesus out of him and Solo. He's like, what's your thoughts on Jay's challenge to Jimmy? And then Jimmy just barged through and just like, yeah.
Yes.
I was like, okay, Jimmy, this is all right. Eyes bulge and all. Like, he was ready for mm-hmm. this promo. Like, this was a promo of his life. Yeah. He was like, yeah, little brother, we're gonna see you. Don't know what night that's gonna be on, but we got that match as well, too.
Yep, that will happen as well.
I'm excited for that match. We knew hopefully that I'm sure they're gonna give us a banger. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that maybe we'd have like a little stipulation involved about it, but it's okay. We don't need one. They've been wanting to do this with each other for a long time. So let's get it done. I am expecting them to show up and show out.
Mm-hmm.
So
for sure.
yeah. But back in the ring, Randy Orton is now coming out. We have our match starting and solid. I mean, we knew this was going to happen. I mean, we didn't think that Randy was not going to win. I don't know what rock you're sleeping under, but yeah. But he wins the match. And of course, you know, anything that happens, you have to get Theory and Logan all got involved, and then KO's music hits. And boy, did KO come flying down. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think that's the fastest I've ever seen KO run down to the ring. but it sets the tone of what's going to happen. Randy almost hits KO. He's like, whoa, 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 I came to save you, like, bro. But then, you know, Austin Theory, who sold the best stunner and RKO, I mean, wow. What a way. I mean, I thought we were going to have a tag team, but no, we're going to have something else. But I think he sold it very well. They executed very well. I was like, bravo to you guys. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
This is wonderful. Okay, we're here for it all. And then Mr. Aldis comes out and says, oh, Logan, we have your opponent. Oh, no, opponents with an S. It'll be a triple threat match. KO, Randy, and Logan at WrestleMania. Now, I don't know about you, friend, but I don't know how this match should end. Because, like, how can we not bury Randy and KO?
Right.
And Logan, too, at that. Like, how, like, I these three guys, no one deserves to lose, per se. So it's like, what are we supposed to do with this now?
Yeah. There's also been... He really did. Yeah, he really did. And then they ended up like explaining it away in a little backstage thing that they posted mm-hmm. on socials, where it was like Austin Theory telling Grayson Waller that he tried to jump and that's why he jumped right into it. He's like, I tried to jump over it. It didn't work. And it was just really funny that they like even went that far to like explain how the mechanics of that, whatever, were, like in his own storyline thought process. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've been waiting for Randy Orton to win something since Randy Orton returned. Mm-hmm. Perhaps Randy Orton's just happy to be here.
I think he looks great. Like, he's so ripped now. Like,
he could be just like the Bryan Danielson of WWE, right? Where he's here, he's putting on great matches, he's having a great time, he's mm-hmm. doing what he wants to do, but it's not necessarily about, like, titles and whatnot.
Right, right. I agree with that.
I feel like Kevin Owens is at a stage in his career that I'd like to still see him being actively in the chase in a different way, perhaps, than Randy Orton. So, oh, that one's, that's probably one that I would have the least, it's not that I don't have a vested interest, but I think you can make a pretty solid case from, you know, you could split into three minds and argue yourself about why each one should conceivably
should win. Right.
Still the winner.
Exactly.
And I don't know. So I don't know how they get themselves out of that jam. That's
a hard, again, that's a hard gem. Like I remember what he did for how he got the title, and you know, we were all shocked on how he won the title. So for this match, and it's going to be in a bigger stage, is like, how do we execute this? It can be written three different ways, and I don't think I would be mad at either one. It's just how you're going to execute it.
And I do think Logan Paul's an amusing champion in that he brings a ton of eyes to the company. Like, I know that doesn't matter, but I think it kind of matters because it's sort of cool just, like, see it pop up. Like, he's bringing his title to all these events and things. I mean, I don't know. Whoa, you know, I have strong opinions.
He's going to barf because they won the tag titles last year. So I don't know if he feels like they should. Do you feel like they should win this year because they won last year? Is that what you're saying? Let me know, or let us know.
I feel like the likelihood, like the percentage likelihood of Sammy beating Gunther and Kevin Owens beating Randy and Logan Paul feels
very slim,
exceedingly low. So I don't think he'll barf. I don't know though. Like, what do I know? Like, I'm literally a mom. I don't know. I don't have scoops. That's like everything to say. I have zero scoops. I have like the kids' ice cream scoops that I never get anything.
Weed it all. As Spider-Man is trying to peek through my screen, I'm in my son's room.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that's, you know, we'll see how it goes. That's why that's not an enviable job that they have, trying to write themselves out of these jams. And I have to think too about, like, you know, when you're playing 2K or whatever, and they're telling you about people's like opinions or like their feelings, to balance all that. This is like also real. I imagine there's ego involved. I imagine there's some negotiating and some finesse that has to go into who wins and loses all of these matches. So
I can,
we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. I wouldn't be surprised if there's more Logan Paul shenanigans.
I was about to say, I wouldn't be surprised with the sponsorship. He was like, well, I am sponsoring this, so like, I got to get my own way. Like, I can see him like saying stuff like that. Like, well, then I'm taking away the sponsorship. Like, you guys won't have anything, you know, stuff like that. Like, I can see him being a brat and just leaving, you know, just making it obnoxious and be like, no, y'all can't have it. Like, you can't break a contract. You know, stuff like that. So it's a lot. So, you know, we have to like go into that and see how that would work. So, yeah. It will be definitely in the 24 days that we have, leading up to it. I'm very excited to see what will happen as we go on this road. I feel like the wheels are like, I feel like they're starting to like put the shift gears of this time from now. I feel like we're going head speed.
Yeah.
And we're going full on. They're not doing it with the women, but you know, we're going full on right now.
That's true.
Cause I mean, we only have solidified two women's matches and that's really it. Like, we have no one else like on the card for the girls at all. Like, we don't even know what Jade, Bianca are doing over off two top ladies right there.
Yeah.
So we haven't also the Kabuki Warriors don't have opponents yet. So who knows? That could be something. But I mean, we'll see what happens. We have a video package again of Damage Control. Kayla talks to Dakota. Guys are kind of too late on this. You kind of should have did this at the beginning of the show, kind of like make people excited about the main event. I think this was in the wrong place, especially for the person that has won the Women's Royal Rumble. This was the wrong placing for this interview. Who knows? I don't know what they're doing with these girls, but you know, Dakota says she's running the show. I'm like, okay, girl, I don't even believe you, but sure.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's how I felt on the promo. How did you feel, love?
Just feel like Io Sky's the champion, and I feel like she's been so lost in all of these shenanigans. She hasn't
said anything.
And hijinks. She hasn't said anything, which she's actually, in my opinion, her promos are really great. Like, I enjoy her when she gets to talk. I enjoy it. I don't feel like it's Bailey against the whole group. It's not mm-hmm. Bailey against just Io, and that's not what the Mania match is. Like, right, it's not. Right. And I feel like it's not positioning Io Sky as a significant threat in the way mm-hmm. that you should kind of be building a champion going into Mania, which makes me feel like perhaps it's just like a foregone conclusion that Bailey's going to win. But there's also, I don't know, she just really, I like Io Sky a great deal. So yeah. It's like, I always think that she should be able to at least have, you see the Kabuki Warriors wrestling. You now, Dakota Kai is back in the mix and she's having matches. It would just be nice to see the actual champion. Although, conversely, I don't know the last time we saw a Rhea Ripley match outside. I mean, of
that's also very true.
You know, so like maybe she's just on a, maybe they just need to make that more clear that I'm Io Sky and I'm on a Roman Reigns schedule. That I right, do not have right. to be doing anything. Like, these are my people, but I don't even feel like she, as the champion, is still not the leader of the group. Like, they ousted right. Bailey, and now Dakota Kai's like, oh, it's me. And that's good. That's fine. That's part of the story. But at the same time, I don't know. I think Io would be, maybe there's like some backstabbery yet to come.
Right.
You know, we'll see. We'll let it play out. That's what we'll figure that out. But I would like, honestly, if anything, I would like to see backstabbery. Like, Io Sky could just ditch the situation. I don't feel like she's getting enough respect as a champion in this group.
Yeah, all of the above. I totally agree with you. It's something where they positioned where what I would have or thought they would have done was like say, hey, it was Dakota's idea to push Bailey out. To like make Io look like the bigger person that's in the forefront. Yes, she's the puppeteer, but yes, I am the leader. Like, make it known that I'm the leader instead of like kind of like pushing Dakota out in the forefront and make her get all of the heat. And yes, we should have gotten more promos from the champ, but you know, at least, I mean, Rhea is not fighting, but she is giving promos and coming out and speaking. Io's not having, she's not doing that. So we kind of got like a, you know, it's just not right for the women. That's all I know.
I feel like Dwayne is in here every week. So hopefully, I don't know how they announce his appearances. I wrote an article a couple weeks ago where it was the three confirmed and this was the last one of the confirmed spells. So I don't know if they have more announced now. But I do think that pretty predictably, for about the last 3 weeks, at least 30 minutes of the show, right, has just been Bloodline stuff, Rock stuff. So I guess it makes sense where there haven't been, like, that much space for...
Right.
I would like to see more women's things. I feel like Raw kind of has a little bit more of a influx of women's matches, whereas SmackDown...
I agree.
Where is Jade? Give me Jade, okay? I'm girl. Sick of this.
I mean, the last time we seen her, she keep being backstage. Who is she signed with? Let's get this together. Come on.
Yeah, like, that's not even clear. So how do I know?
Right. It's a really bad disservice to the ladies. I'm sorry, but yes, that's what's happening, and they need to be better.
This is why I love NXT, because NXT has so many women. All these very unique characters who are sort of fully fleshed out and have choices. They're making character choices in their clothes, their hair, their makeup, like the whole thing is one. It's very cool. NXT is very fun, but you can grow great stars, but they have to have somewhere to go. So give me someone on the main roster that has that transition. Chelsea Green, I love seeing. That's Raw, though. I'm trying to think about
SmackDown. I definitely am a Chelsea Green stan.
I don't know who else I would have wanted to see on SmackDown tonight, but I did notice there wasn't very much in the way of the ladies.
Who would you like to see, love?
I'm saying I don't know who else we
would have wanted to okay.
see. I mean, we saw, I guess there was, Naomi was there. Naomi popped up.
Naomi popped up and helped save the day. But yeah, before we get into that match, but yeah, they didn't really showcase much ladies tonight. Like even like the beef with Zelina and Electra Lopez, like they got beef and like still nothing has happened. It's like, what are we doing with these girls? Like there's so much that could be done. And I know that they can wrestle. It's like, well, when are we going to let the girls shine? And like, I know our whole point is the bloodline story, saga, everything. That takes precedent. But you still have to get something before the main course.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get... I need something before that, and then you're going to give me a little dessert. Like, hello? Like, give me a drink and an appetizer. So, you know, I don't think they know. I don't even think WWE knows what they're doing yet. They're just doing stuff. And they got 23 days to figure it out.
That's true.
So we have.
I would love the job, honestly. So many things, so many movable parts. Seems so hard. Oof.
That is very true. It seems so hard. It's still Priest still running around with the briefcase. So I was like, "What are we doing?
What are we doing?"
But we had another qualifying match that we touched on briefly. We had New Czech Republic against the Pretty Deadly. I was sad Pretty Deadly didn't win. I wanted them to win, but you know, hey, whatever. I'm happy they were on TV and they're back. So
I like that.
Because you need some good heels to win. So I guess you got one heel. So you need another, you know, I guess you need a, you know. So that's what we got going on for the qualifier match. And those two teams will now meet each other next week. Then we had Dragley versus Santos Escobar. I thought these guys were going to cook, but that didn't happen. And I'm like, looking at the time, I'm like, well, how we got another match before the main event? I'm like, well, when the girls is coming on? Y'all got to give them like 10 minutes? Like,
yeah.
But I mean, that match set something in tone, set the tone for next week, which we'll get. But I mean, we've seen them do this before. So will it be as good as the first one? Because they did great the first one and then the wrong person won, but whatever. Maybe the right person won. Maybe he'll win this time because he lost the last time.
That could be the right they're trying to wrong. I thought it was going to be a whole mess of people match. I didn't think it would be singles at all. But
I thought we were going to do like, you know, their team against this team, add the girls in it. We're going to have maybe like 4-4, 5-1-5 or whatever. Yeah. I don't know how we're going to do it. But a singles match for next week to add to the card. It should be good. Hopefully, maybe they'll, you know, maybe all their teams will be barred from ringside and just be them two. So no one can really interfere in the match. But we'll see what happens next Friday. But that's on the card for next week Friday. Because then I'm like sitting there, I'm like, you guys look, the time is running out. Where's the girls at? We got to get the girls out here. And then we have commercials during the girls' matches. I'm like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Like
10 minutes only and a commercial was kind of hard.
Yeah. Okay. See, it was 10 minutes. I was giving them even the wrong time because I'm like,
I only knew because I looked down and it said, I was like, oh, there's only 10 minutes. Like, what are we going to do now? Yeah.
And then the show finished at like before 10 o'clock, like for me on the East Coast where I am. I looked at the clock, it said 9:59. Like it didn't even finish like all the way. Like they put the credits on and it was rolling. It was off at that time. Like we didn't even get to finish the whole show. So. I guess that goes to show you that they really are not really vested in it, but you know, they were having a solid match, and then the girls Damage Control came and interfered, and just when you think that no one's gonna save Bayley, I kind of thought that Bayley and Naomi would have came out, but I guess because Bianca's still saying no, this is good for the girl, she don't deserve nobody, she ain't got no friend, she doesn't, you know, she need to right her wrongs or whatever, but she didn't do that. So she ain't got no help. So, but Naomi came out and, you know, the girls and that's that. And it hopefully when Io did her moon, so I hope she landed on Bailey's head a little funky. So hopefully Bailey is okay.
Oh, yeah.
because they pulled Bailey over, but when she landed over, she kind of landed on her head. So she kind of like, Bailey's head kind of like bounced up a little bit. So hopefully she's okay.
Yeah.
But overall, what did you give tonight's show?
Oh, SmackDown goes by fast. I feel like it doesn't drag on in the same way that sometimes I feel like Raw can just plug away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty good. There wasn't anything that was a standout. As do you guys rate it? How do you do it?
I like to rate it. I usually rate it. I usually give it from 1 to 10. How do you rate it? That's what I'd like to do.
That was like a good. That was a solid 8.
I was given a 7.5 because the commercials for the girls at the end I didn't like.
Yeah,
so I lost a little couple of points. But overall, I liked the show. 7.5 for me. It's setting things in tone. It went by pretty fast, and I just want more of the girls to shine. Maybe next week we'll get more girl recognition, and maybe we'll see what else the other girls can do. Besides, you know, the guys shouldn't have all of the matches. I feel like some of the ladies should have like some type of like. I'm sure we'll get a tag match. I just know when they're gonna write it in there and how we're gonna do it. And yeah, that's it. Yes, I didn't forget our champion of the week, guys. I'm so sorry. I did not forget you. Thank you, MVP. I did not forget. I was just going through the stuff. I was just telling Amanda, dag. Jeez, but thank you for the reminder. I appreciate you. but overall, I'm excited to see how this goes for the next 23 days as we are like putting this thing in. Shifting gears and we're going full speed ahead now because it's gonna be here really, really fast.
Yeah.
Thank you. Overall, guys, you gave it an 8.75 for keepsake. knee pass. Thank you, appreciate you. Oh, 22 days now, he says. Okay, 22 days. Yes, we are on the next day. But I will give our chat champion to you, MDB999. You are this week's champ. So there you go. Thank you for showing love and always being there. We appreciate you. So thank you guys for tonight and being here for Know Your Role. Amanda, thank you again for filling in. What do you think? Right before we finish off real quickly, how do you think or what are you expecting to now happen as we go into these next 22 days? I know I gave you a little hard question, sorry.
I don't think they're letting go of the ratcheting up of the feud between Rock, Roman, and Cody and Seth. So I feel like we might see Rock on Raw or something. I feel like there's no way that it stays SmackDown exclusive for the entire rest of the 20 some odd days, but yeah, I think that might. I think that there better be a home invasion angle somewhere in WWE. You heard it here first. It's on Know Your Role. Clip it. You sent it to Triple H. We're not going to, but you can. And
oh, go to the Nightmare Factory. Any kind of invasion, we want it. Yeah. Just make it any an invasion.
Yeah.
Any invasion, just make it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll make sure next week that he's not the winner, okay? For sure. So they think it's rigged.
It's rigged. Oh, no.
But overall, thank you again, Amanda. Where can the lovely people find all your work? Where are you at? Where are you doing? Where can they find your information?
Oh, every day, but 6 days a week, I write for WrestleTalk.com. So if you ever see my little silly face on an article that you're reading, I wrote it. Yeah, there's a lot about that. The Twitter machine? I think it's @_AmandaSavage. I have a variety of non-interesting thoughts about my day, but usually professional wrestling shows because that's what I'm working. So
good. And she's a mom like me, which is really great to see us working moms. We're busy,
yes.
And we have time to do this on our schedule. So yes, she's an it girl just for all of that, okay?
Thank you. And
yes, you're welcome. When you have to mute, I know it's either the kids doing something or somebody in the background being loud. I get it. I do it all the time. Is my kid, someone just like, can you give me more roadblocks? I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm doing, this is kind of a thing that's happening in here. I don't care. Just want to watch Chip and Dale and Disney Plus and the login won't work.
Exactly. But yes, I am here, Miss Chrissy Love. You can find me every Friday on Know Your Role here on bodyslam.net. I'll be on True Hill Heat flagship show tomorrow morning at 11:05. So if you have any time, please be there. I appreciate you all. Thank you all again for being here with us on this Friday. You could be anywhere else, but you're here with us and we really appreciate you. Until next time, we will see you all laters. See you later.